another name for reality. The only way you can see anything as imperfect is if you believe a thought about it. It's inadequate, it's ugly, it's unfair, it's flawed. Is that true? This chipped coffee cup on the table, how beautiful it is when you simply look at it, without any thought of what it should be. Or the homeless man shuffling ahead of you on the sidewalk with long brown stains down the legs of his jeans. Or the wars and killings and bombings that you read about on the front page of the newspaper. When you see that reality is perfect just as it is, you can only stand in awe at the brilliant, unceasing, relentless way of it. My legs are on the coffee table, crossed at the ankles. One person might think, how unladylike. Another might think, how comfortable. But with or without the thought, my legs are in the perfect position. And then I notice that they uncross, and then they cross again as I watch the movie of life, frame by frame, perfection, 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 perfection. There is no frame you could freeze and look at that wouldn't be the way of its perfect self. Only the mind that believes what it thinks is capable of creating imperfection. What could happen that wouldn't be good? My legs cross, they uncross, they stretch, they fold. Usually they're comfortable. Sometimes they're so restless that they have to stand up and move. It's all good. Everything that happens is God's will. When you realize that, you're home free. I'm wide open to discomfort, blindness, injury, death. Just this morning, I missed a step because I couldn't see it, and I almost fell down a flight of stairs. I watched myself catch my balance, fascinated. It was like being on a roller coaster with one of my grandsons. What a trip. I need to live. Can I absolutely know that that's true? I swallowed a drink of water one day, and it went down what people call the wrong pipe. That is, it went down the right pipe, even though people say it's wrong. I was breathing water, not air, and because I didn't believe the story that it was supposed to be air, there was no problem, because I didn't have the concept I need to breathe. I was a fish for a moment or two. The water went down, then it came up. It was very gentle, as if my lungs were being rinsed. But if I had believed the concept I need to breathe, it could have been stressful. So we really are amphibious. We can't breathe water for long, but we can when we need to. No story, no resistance. The story is what we resist, not the experience. How do I know that the water was supposed to go down this pipe? That's where it went. The insight that everything is God's will is not the end of the discussion for most people, but the beginning. Even devout people have trouble realizing that whatever happens is a good thing. They think that that's an oversimplification. But how can the simple truth be too simple? God is everything, God is good, isn't an idea, it's reality. You can know that it's true because anything that opposes it hurts. I call it the last story. Keep it and have a wonderful life. And if you want to go deeper, even that story isn't true. Being empty means that there are no obstacles in my mind to keep me from loving what is, whatever it is. The clear mind is absolutely still. Anything that comes into its awareness is a tilt, to be set straight again. It's always looking for something out of order, only to see the order. It makes sense of everything and rests in its unceasing awareness. Right now, I am dictating to Stephen in a hotel room in East Berlin. He just took his right hand from the laptop keyboard and scratched his nose. I'm stunned. I have no way to relate to what that is. I fully take it in and I wait, and I see everything that it isn't. It's not a nose, not a face, not a man, not anything. And I see the beauty of that gesture, the amusement of it, and how it's equal to the hands on the keyboard again, and how both movements are nothing, and love flows out of that. It's all one unbroken flow. There's no me, there's no him, there's no separation. It isn't possible for this to be interrupted. It was shocking to see his hand on his nose. It's shocking to see his hands moving on the keyboard now. The way of it is so strange, it's like liquid geometry, always flowing into the right order. No matter what happens, the love flows out. Nothing can interrupt it. No cry or scream or laughter. It's always at work, always recognizing, present, vigilant, meticulous. If you could understand how I see these 2 feet on the coffee table right now, you'd laugh until you fell helpless onto the floor. The scene would kill everything but the pure joy of what sees. What an amazing world the empty mind is. Everything fills it. Feet, legs, coffee table, nose, arms, hands, laptop, walls, floor, windows, curtains, all of them nameless and flowing into and out of one another. Imagine being filled with nothing and the weirdness of that, and how only that could make sense. And imagine the nature of itself that would produce the unending flow of fullness and the container that could hold absolutely everything. There are no limits to it. Reality pours into us, and that's how it expands. That's how it manifests its infinite abundance. If mind were a body, it would be as if the light were just shooting in sparkles of the most brilliant light, and it flows into you as a body, and rather than coming out of any orifice, it's contained. For example, instead of shooting out your fingertips, the light would stop there, and the fingertips would expand out at the same rate at which the light would fill the body. So it's fullness without limits. It has to have a way out, and yet it stays in. Reality is never too big for the open mind. It's as vast as life. It's not separate. And it keeps watching for anything apparently new and includes it in its infinite expansion. It's all-inclusive, a limitless container, and there's nothing too much for it, nothing that's not welcome, nothing that it wouldn't or couldn't include. There is a perfection beyond what the unquestioned mind can know. You can count on it to take you wherever you need to be,